In just a minute, Carl remembers his pageant days as the runner-up for Ms. North Carolina.
Oh, God.
Terrible, but apropos. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. But right now, panel, some more questions for you from this week's news. Luke, we have good news for parents in the D.C. area. There's a new babysitting team in town. They're trustworthy, and they have good references. Who are they?
The First Daughters?
Yes, the Obama girls. In an interview with Good Morning America, President Obama said he wants his daughters to experience the normal joys of growing up, and that means babysitting. Of course, this is bad news for every other babysitter in the metro D.C. area. Think about it. How many other girls have backup in the form of two trained bodyguards there to enforce their commands? You disagree with Malia about bedtime, and suddenly a tiny red laser dot appears in your forehead. And you're like, okay, maybe I will go to bed now. Thank you. I'm going to raise my hand slowly and put them in my footy jammies, okay?
Think about how stressful it is for the parents. Like, you're stressed out the whole time you're on your date because it's freaking Malia and Sasha well, watching your kids.
The only thing you'd be stressed out is whether the helicopter gunship floating above your house is blowing off your shingles. I think otherwise everything's going to be fine.
Well, number one, that's a legitimate concern.
All
but
right.
It's just like, what if you come home and the first kids, they ate all of your cookie dough and they didn't tell you? And then what, are you going to call the president
right.
and be like, hey, I got to talk to you about Malia?
Luke, an appeals court judge in Philadelphia sided with the makers of Thomas's English Muffins. One of their employees was leaving the company to work at Hostess. And Thomas's sued him over fears he would reveal the secret to what?
I assume it's, like so many things, muffin-related.
It is muffin-related. Specifically to Thomas's English Muffins.
Is it because they have those little holes?
Yes, known as, do you know? I'll give it to you, but I don't want to hear you say the phrase.
Muffin holes.
No!
they're
known as nooks and crannies.
Oh, right. Yes, of course.
The famous Thomas English Muffin nooks and crannies.
Yes.
Now, everybody's enjoyed a Thomas's English Muffin, and we've all admired the complicated topography. Yeah.
The secret ingredient is air.
Right.
Those nooks and crannies hold the butter in place like a kind of bread-based Velcro. Turns out those nooks and crannies are a closely guarded, this is true, corporate secret known only to 7 of Bimbo Bakery's top executives. Only 2 of them know why it's called Bimbo Bakeries. The company convinced the court in the end to keep one of those executives from jumping to the rival Hostess company, so we won't be confronting the nightmare of a horribly pockmarked Twinkie.
This is true. You're telling me that a company called Bimbo Bakeries, is known for its nooks and crannies.
Yes.
All right, then.
Yeah.
I love the idea that when you pick up that package of those, whatever, English muffins, it's like what you're excited about is the part of it that's not actually English muffin.
The part of it that's not English muffin. There's
the part of it
there.
That is nothing. It's air. But
yeah,
you're
exactly.
Like, they got the air down with these muffins.
Yeah.
Sometimes I just leave the muffin aside.
Mm-hmm. And just eat the nooks
and crannies. Have the nooks and crannies.
You'll get a stomachache, though.
Yeah.
You can't overdo that.
Really good.
Don't go crazy.
Faith, the TSA is putting full-body scanners in more and more airports across the country. And while this is good news for security, more modest Americans are apprehensive. Well, good news, this week we read about a company that is selling what?
Scan burkas?
No.
They're probably not calling them burkas, but...
No, not quite.
Maybe not at the airport.
Go much smaller, much more specific.
Nope, go into the nooks and crannies.
Exactly. It's covering up the nooks and crannies.
Oh, like undergarments that cover up your...
Yeah, pasties.
Your lady parts?
Exactly. If you're creeped out by these new body scanners, you buy these things. They're called flying pasties. It's developed by an L.A. company.
I'll say.
And they're little patches of rubber worn over or under your clothes to, quote, retain your self-dignity. Here's the best part. Some of them come even with little messages that the TSA can read on their scanner. Like, quote, only my boyfriend sees me naked, unquote. True. Or you can write your own, such as, believe me, it's for your own good. Or... you're going to have to buy me dinner first.
Or...
objects in scanner may be larger than they appear.
Yes.
Ask me about my grandchildren. And shame on you.